This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You're listening to Random Order Podcasts, presented by Much Studios.
Yo, the title of this podcast should be episode 17 or 16.
Hell yeah.
What's happening?
This is my new laugh. You guys know where that's from?
After the haircut?
Yeah.
That nigga kills me. All
right, go ahead.
I've been doing that laugh my whole life.
You're not even laughing. You're just saying it. You're making a sound.
Yo, the title of this podcast should be episode 17 or 16.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how the fuck you're going to spell that, but.
There's no time I ever went. And then followed up with a,
facts only. Yeah,
it's usually when I'm bullshitting. Looking at some shit to say.
Yeah,
I need something to say.
Let me get in my bag real quick with the you know.
Nah, dude, I say that after you say something I already know. You know.
Go ahead. Give us nice. The intro.
Yo, you know what it is. Welcome back to a fucking brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4IE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy, Jay Richards. Because my manager told me to say my name earlier. Because we usually take like 20 minutes to say it.
Oh, yeah, save.
Oh, yeah, fuck on me.
Yeah.
30 minutes in. That's how I wrap it up.
Look, this is how we're going to trail off. Hold on. Let me get some silence. What's going on? It's your boy, Trey Richards.
That's all it is, man.
This guy, yo.
The chocolate one.
Yeah, you know.
Sheldon, back in the building. We got a very special guest in the building, though.
Yes, sir.
It's not about me. It's not about me.
It's about you.
No, it's not about
me. The music's dropping soon, no?
Yeah, the music
has dropped.
At this moment, it's about you, my brother.
Ooh, that what we doing?
That's all it is, man.
Chocolate appreciation.
Mr. Marlon Palmer.
It's possible.
Jeez.
Oh shit, my bad. That's what I meant.
Ooh. Your soundboard got Tourette's. All of them.
Man, what's happening with you, boy?
Yeah,
it's good with you.
Just chilling, bro. Working as usual. That. You know how it go.
I see you.
Yeah, that's my answer every time.
Right. Every time. Right. What are you supposed to say? Like,
yo, we've been up to. Yeah, man, just staying busy working.
I should just copy
and paste at this point.
What else do I do?
That's it.
You know what else do we?
I'm not going to go into detail randomly out of nowhere.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
one
actually, you
video.
Know, my, just... funny you ask my mom.
You like had to go into detail every time someone asks, like, yo, man, what you been up to? Ain't shit. This week I was just chilling playing Call of Duty. You know
what I do? Monday about 4, I got up.
I'm getting this rash. Checking,
yeah,
looking for a good ointment.
But then my fucking doctor on vacation, so then there's that. So yeah,
but what good you, though. Not
much, what you been up to? So me, anyways, man, what's poppin' with you? I said, I got cut off. I said, you doing more stand up? I see that.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been going?
Stand up's been going great, man. Like I bombed half a set so far, but I like recovered. During that set.
What's the process like writing a stand-up routine? Like, how do you know it's a good stand-up routine?
You don't.
Yeah.
That's the thing with stand-up. You never know. And it's like, with me, I know my process is probably way different than a lot of people's. Because some people, like, they go up there and they do jokes that are like, yeah, so plastic bags, man. I had to carry one out. You got a special drawer for them. And it's just like, there's no point. Or overarching theme to what they're talking about.
That's
right?
How I do it.
With me, like, if I'm writing something, I'll write a joke down like that, but then I have to connect it to something that's gonna either teach people something or expose them to something new or shock them. Mm-hmm. One of the three, right?
Yeah.
Especially shock them because it's the truth and they never hear it out loud. Mm-hmm. Those are like the best.
Those
ones.
Are
the,
yeah.
And those are just because those are my favorite comedians, like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Michael Che. Like a lot of these guys, they'll say something that seems very surface level, but they're trying to teach you something way more. Like Louis C.K. talking about, or no, Patrice O'Neal talking about being on the train in New York, and they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry. We're gonna have to stop the train for about 15 minutes. A lady jumped in front of the train, and we're gonna have to clean it up." And he's like, "Everybody on the train's like, oh." They gotta check their watch because that's real, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
People don't give a fuck. They're really selfish. So, little things like that. Like, I'll write something down when it happens, usually, just because you know how it is with skits and stuff. Like, you'll get an idea, and it's like, it'll leave you if you don't put it down.
You have to write it down.
You have to write it down. And as much of it as possible.
Yo, I put my notes in the fucking bottom corner of my shit. Like, that's like the first, it's the closest thing to my thumb.
Yeah, it's like a dream. It's like right when you wake up, it's like, yo, get that shit
out. Yeah, if you have like a dream journal.
If you want to say your dream, like say your dream quick because I forget my shit first.
Yo, my only problem is I write shit down funny sometimes and I'm just like in a rush. So like, I don't know what the fuck I mean when I come back to it. What the fuck did I mean by that? Shoe sole.
Yeah, that's why I gotta write out as much of it as possible.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I'll write a sentence sometimes and it'll be like, yo, what was I going through when I wrote that? So like, yeah, I'll write something down. I usually try not to act on it right away, just because with skits, that's how like writing skits goes for me as well. Like if I write an idea down, I don't go with it right away. Like I'll wait a little while, come back to it, and something happened in life that made me get like fresh ideas for it. And I'll just go in again, and then I'll be like, all right, yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Usually I don't come up with whatever stand-up joke I'm doing till the day of.
I was going to ask you, like, if you write it far in advance, like, because for me, I feel like a lot of jokes, they hit the first time, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, how do you know this is still going to be funny? Like, obviously people haven't heard it, but, like, if it's not funny to you anymore, will you still say it because you feel like it might hit?
It for me, it really, it depends on what the climate of what's going on in the world. Like, for example, Carabana. Around Carabana time, there was still the Bill Cosby talk, Harvey Weinstein, all that stuff. Yeah. And I was just, my entire set was how Carabana sucks now because of consent. And people are like, wait, what? So like, imagine, imagine starting it like that. Yeah, and everyone's like, and with me, I sit in it. Like, I'll be like, man, Carabana, like, the only thing that sucks about Carabana this year is one thing ruining it, it's consent. And I just sit in
you
it.
Just sit
I
there
let
expect,
everybody
yeah.
just soak it in, right?
Yeah, even now I'm like, yo, fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, wait,
And then I'm just like, yo, I'm not going to walk around Carabana for 4 hours saying, may I have this dance, madam? And then like start daggering. Like, it doesn't make sense, right? And I explain what consent normally is and what we've grown to know it as when it comes to West Indians and partying and dancing with each other. The girl looks around, are you cute, yes or no, boom, that's a dance. Like,
yo, that's a scary,
that's consent.
It's
those 5 seconds,
it's fucking 2 seconds, bro.
First change glance, your life, it'll change your night.
Yeah, it's very scary.
It could change your entire night.
Yo, there's been many times where they turned back around and just kept going on with life,
and I'm alive, and I was just there. You have to just hold that L and like, just moonwalk back.
Yeah, and everyone saw me.
Yeah, no. yo I what's your everyone
Five
saw you
watching me?
What's your everyone saw you move when
oh,
you get
what's
rejected?
Mine? Watch this. And then you turn around slowly.
Me, I take out my phone immediately and just start texting in spot. And I'll be like,
to be honest, I was never that kid to like go around like chopping girls and asking girls for a number. Like,
yo, me neither.
I can't see you doing that, to be honest.
I was never that.
You're romantic. Like, you're not that type of guy.
I'm like, you know,
I just don't know what to say.
And he's just too shy.
I just don't know what the fuck to say. Realistically, even now, like if I had like 10 seconds to like.
You know what to say.
I don't fucking.
You
like,
do know
bro,
what to say.
If I only have 10 seconds, I'm like, oh, wow, I really want to talk
Jay
to
Jay likes
like,
to get into this bag of
shit.
I'm this socially inept guy. You're not socially awkward. You just don't like talking to
Believe
people.
Believe that.
Yo, I have my moments.
Because you're a good talker. You have good conversation.
I have
it's
my
not
moments.
Like you don't know shit.
You know you're just not in the mood to talk.
Exactly.
Ah,
that's
yo,
all
that's
it
me,
is.
Like,
but other times, I just honestly, I don't know what the fuck to say.
I don't think people understand how taxing it is for us. Going out and having discussions.
Hold on, sorry. I'm trying to figure out my brother. What? He fucked me up. He's like, yo, Jermaine's this person. I'm like, hold on. Do I know this nigga?
Oh, no.
Continue.
No, but it's like, we got it. When we go out, we got to interact with a lot of people, especially with you guys doing what you're doing. Like, I'm sure people judge Tycho and merch and like people want to talk to you guys about everything, right?
Yeah.
And when you get so many interactions, it's like it's very draining. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like a lot of it's pointless conversation.
I gotta say the same shit 7 times that night. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yep.
And yeah, like, nothing much. I've just been fucking working.
But
busy,
you got to be on, right? Because yeah, you're the guy. You're the entertainer guy, right?
So that's why I fuck with when they come up to you and like they just ask you like life shit. Like, yo, what's up, man? Like, I fuck with your shit. And they just talk to you on some new shit. Because I can talk to you about my day. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But sometimes when answering the same question over and over, it's just like, yeah, fuck.
I'm those are the best combos.
Yeah, like I fuck with people. Like, I've had a lot of, like this one time I was at this hotel. And then I walk into the elevator and one of the boys that worked there, he's just like, oh shit. And I was like, yo, what's up? And he's like, yo, this is so fucking crazy. This is random, rah, rah. Talked a little bit. It was like a fucking 6-story fucking flight up. So it wasn't that like, wasn't that long.
Yeah.
But then he sent me a bottle of wine after. I'm like, yo, I rate that you. Nice little talk and ask me nothing. Just, you know what I mean? Just said, yo, what's up? What's up?
Like conversations are substance. I'm not good with small talk at all. Like,
because I don't know what the fuck to say. That is awkward.
Yeah. I don't know how to be fake and pretend like I'm interested in this conversation when I'm not.
Honestly, I joke my way out of it.
Yeah.
If it's if I could tell if it's small talk, if it's a just normal conversation, that's fine. But if I could tell it's about to be like, I'm like, yo, man, it's cold out. Oh, like,
yeah. Like, okay. Hold on, still. All right. Yo, especially if I have to say, huh? And like, it's small talk.
Oh,
huh? And you repeat the same, like, fucking boring, whatever, boring shit, whatever.
And it's something pointless. Like, it wasn't even worthy of repeating the huh?
Huh? It's kind of windy, I said. Oh, yeah.
Word.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, true, indeed. It's windy outside. Facts.
Word.
Okay.
Whenever I hear those ones, I'm like, yeah, this man doesn't want to talk to me. So,
anyways, done. Yeah. I'm gonna stand over there instead.
Yeah.
Catch you next time. You know,
go occupy next corner. That's why I suck at those like brand events. I'm trash.
Yo, I'm sick. Cause yo, I just get in this, I get in this mood, like I don't know. It's like when you go to the movies with your guys, like you kind of you're fucking amped to watch a movie and then like talk some shit. You know what I mean? So when I'm going to like certain events or like whatever, if it's a brand thing or just an event that someone's throwing, I kind of get amped like that because I know it's a bunch of people that are going to be waiting to talk. So you say like, yo, you have your conversations ready, you test jokes and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of ideas that we kind of get from like fucking social gatherings like that, we'll just be talking amongst some people. And then was it with you where we had that fucking shoes on
yeah,
and not just us talking, and it came from us talking about fucking we
hate
the
Mandem at the events though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
exactly
a Mandem event,
but you have the Mandem
these
there,
are the Mandem gems. Yeah, but it was like yeah, that. Oh, I see what you're saying. That was different. But it was basically when you go to a party and you have to take your shoes off. So you got to ask, like, yo, is it a shoes off thing? But then it started sounding like shavosting. So
yeah, it sounds like a crazy word.
Yeah, it sounds like a sick word to start a new trend. So, yeah, anyways.
Yeah, come to my jam. It's shavosting, though. My deuce is tripping and stuff.
Fuck, a shavosting, huh?
Since I've been doing a stand-up thing, I've been using those moments to try out my stand-up jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I practice them, is I say them with people in conversation.
Yeah.
And
just
see
take down your notes.
Like, yeah, and I see which parts work, which parts they're, like,
subject
confused
laugh,
about or whatever. And I'm like, all right, tweak it there, tweak it there. Like, honestly, I never know. You never know until you get on stage. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you're, like, improvising shit. Like, most times I forget my set.
Yeah, that's what I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just have to ask that.
Yeah, I forget shit. I forget my words doing just normal shit, talking to normal people. So on stage, I'll be like, oh, fuck.
Trust me.
I worked on it. I can't remember it.
Yeah. It's nerve. It's like that feeling right before you go on stage is the worst. That whole day, I want to kill myself, to be honest.
Oh, shit.
I think about 13 different ways to cancel. Even on the way there, I think of how I can get out of this.
Wow.
I pray something happens to the venue. Like, it's ridiculous.
Sorry, we have to cancel.
I've never felt that in anything that I've done, ever. It's a different feeling. I hate it. I don't wish it on anyone.
Yo, I kind of know what you mean,
heavy,
though.
Bro.
You know, like,
bro, man, when it's certain, the worst. Like, and all day, I can't think of anything else but the joke.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, I play Fortnite. I'll do whatever. Like, can't get my mind off it.
Damn,
I'm
nigga,
just going over the joke.
Starting to feel bad for you. Yeah,
playing Fortnite. Yo,
that's on my mind all day.
What am I gonna do?
Playing old rock music.
It'd beat my meat.
I love to go that ass here. I do. Get the nerves out.
No, but I feel you. There's even sometimes when you have to like go to an event or just something you don't want to go to, and you're just like feeling like, yo, fuck, how do I get out of this, bro? Like even sometimes like going to go chill with people, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have to hit this guy with like, text, like, yo, man, fuck.
Especially
yo.
In the winter. I come up planning on something 3 weeks in advance, and then the day comes, it's beer snow. So you're like,
bro. You know, I have good ideas, though. I have good ideas. If you're my friend, you invite me to some shit along the years, I've probably fucking lied to you like 4 times.
And it was sick.
Get out some shit right now.
What the fuck I gotta do?
Okay. It's Shell's.
Why?
Shell's first time on the radio.
Oh, God.
Having everybody over for the grand event.
Ooh.
What time does it start?
Now you're
real time. You're good.
Nah, you're pulling up, bro. Yo, what are you talking
7,
about?
7:30 p.m. 7:30.
Toenail hurts. No.
7:30. Let's see how he gets out.
Yo, I usually freak him like this.
Hold
I,
on, it's
I
a Friday.
Give him, I give
it's
him a look.
It's a Friday too.
Friday, 7:30. Okay.
Lord.
Yeah, you just started him off with like a little bit of hope.
Okay.
Like, yo, fuck, man. All right, look. So, I try to establish that, yo, I want to come.
Dickhead, bro.
Yo, listen.
I know, I know Symphony's at home right now. No like,
check this out. I got to pretend like, yo, fuck, I really want to fucking be there, you know, at this event. This random event that you fucking invited me to. Right? And in the background, I'm trying to, okay, whatever. I give him like, yo, all right, boom. So I had this meeting that starts at 6, right? Mm. And then there's this other thing that's going on that might, like the guy that's supposed to be at the meeting, there's supposed to be like a second part. So his team, his team might come in, right? And then they might be starting the meeting at 7. But I don't know yet. So we're going to see. Like, I hope not. Like, I already
playing
told
it by ear.
Yeah, I'm playing it by ear right now. I told him my situation.
Okay.
And then
he played. Yeah, he does, so it, I don't he know does it properly though.
What time
he
is this
he doesn't know. Make it a set time so that he's still flexible.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll let you know. So it's approaching now. It's about like it's let's say it's 6 o'clock. It's an hour away from his party.
Yo, honestly, I'm in the
it's
meeting.
Not looking
honestly,
good.
I'm in the meeting right now, bro. Good. The other guy said this team's
like,
coming.
I'm offended like this is actually happening, bro. It's not
And then boom. I'll see if I can like depending on how soon I finish. I might still come up.
I might still slide.
I might still come true.
And then I know you're gonna do when the
and then I just leave
ends.
It. And then next morning, I'm like, next time I see you, oh yeah, I fought that shit right.
Yo, if it makes sense, I'm gonna still slide.
Yeah, I'm gonna still come through.
Yo, nah, meanwhile, good, bro, I'm in my fucking shorts, my bedtime shirt, and I guess sitting on the couch watching alien conspiracy videos.
Watching niggas build a fucking pool on YouTube. You see that channel?
Yo, we shouted
it
out.
The rainforest?
We shouted out like 2 episodes ago.
Say word.
Yeah.
Those two dudes are crazy. Mm. They built sauna.
Yo, I'm trying to figure out like when the camera cuts. How many other people?
Yo, there's tools. 50 niggas behind the cameras going,
but always sticking.
No, they have shovels and shit. Bare bulldozers.
Shut it off. Shut it off.
Yo, shut the fuck up, bro.
Yo, why not say?
You know when you're with your brethrens and like you're trying to tell everyone to shut up for a surprise party?
Yeah.
That one man. Yo, who popped? Yo, bro.
Yo, my camera won't turn on.
Yo, Devante, bro. There's always a Devante.
And then there's 20 mads going, shh.
Yo, that's fucking making that's it louder. Louder, you know, right?
That is that's the loudest number one shit. Sound. That I think is they the heard number that. One no, sound to me. Hear at a surprise
trust
birthday.
Me. That shit cuts shh. Through like a motherfucker.
As a kid, I just closed my eyes and just hoped everyone would shut the fuck up, bro. Like,
like you saying shut so the fuck funny. Up is making sound.
Is a surprise birthday a sign of how much you're loved? Or is that just like a thing that people feel like doing? Because I've never gotten a surprise birthday.
I think that's fake love. Because they'll know you.
Because
real niggas don't want surprises, you know what I mean? Unless I'm old with kids and shit, then what? Surprise me.
Nah, I'm down for a surprise thing. So.
Nah.
So when you say you don't want surprises.
Like low-key I do, but like I don't. I'd rather not, there you know? Because like my reaction is just awkward. Like yeah. I'm not the type of guy to give you a big reaction. Like I'll probably look half.
I don't get genuinely surprised, so that's why I feel like I'd. Want to happen just to see how I would react.
I don't really think it's about the reaction though. I don't think people are planning.
No, but
like,
it is.
Yo, I want to get a
at
reaction.
But then no,
I think they're planning it because they're like, yo, this would be nice. He'll like this.
But then, do you like it? And I'm like, oh fuck,
yeah. Like, but then like it's also awkward.
Yeah, I'm just saying like that's not the that's not like the sole reason.
I know, but it's like, also awkward when like you pull up to your own party that you didn't know was happening and it's a flop. Like there's like three mans there, five mans, you know.
Oh, this is worse. You have to drop some bones
and
on
you
that?
Still have to, yeah, yeah. And then you have to host that whack shit.
And like, you haven't seen it?
You honestly shouldn't have.
No. Yeah.
Yo, guys. Oh, yeah, real shit. You fucking shouldn't have done that shit.
Guys should have fucking texted each other. But like, nah, I just feel like, I don't know. I don't really like doing the whole run around and like hosting parties and shit. That's what I feel like.
You said it's fake love for me.
Because they just don't know you. Like, if someone knows me, they'll know I wouldn't want a surprise.
Yeah, but if
that's why it's fake
I feel like Trey's more the man to throw the surprise.
Yeah,
birthday.
For sure.
You're more the man to throw the surprise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch out, fucker. Oh.
Yeah. Like, Trey's the type of man to give a man a gift just for the reaction. Not even for, like, he loves a reaction, man. This guy will say shit for a reaction all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's his whole shit.
You just say random shit out of nowhere.
After you, I didn't really care. I didn't really feel that way. I just wanted to see what you
I'm just saying,
to see what you
test the niggas out.
Do I agree with you?
Problem is, niggas will never know if I'm lying or not, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I know. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Niggas lying. But sometimes I do it just to fuck with people. I mean, you never know. Like, but Big Sean's actually ass. Do you fuck with Big Sean?
It's whatever.
I feel you.
No, you're saying that because he said that.
No, he's honestly whatever. He's not amazing to me. He's not trash to me either.
Okay.
You can't be trash if you influence Drake's style.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people's style.
Yeah.
It's not a hot take. They said it. Drake admitted it.
Yeah.
So, that's a what? What?
But he might have forgot that.
I may have never even heard of it.
No, but the thing is, it's like,
am I far from this shit? Oh, I am. Yeah, I'm like all the way
God.
Back there.
You're a bad mind people. He's stopping you.
Sorry?
What?
What are we talking about?
Big Sean, you're saying that how Drake and them admitted that he inspired, like, you know, the whole rap scene.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I told you Big Sean has flows. Like, the niggas.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he's not Big.
Yeah, he can flow. He can rap. Obviously, he can rap.
I like this freestyle.
Guys, let me read this DM to you real quick that I recently got from Trevon.
Uh-oh. I still think he's shit, but so he knows how to rap.
Trevon sends me the Kendrick Lamar, the recent diss that came out. He's talking about.
Okay, hold on. Before he continues, let me just say something.
Why? Why?
Let me clear
There's
my
a
shit
recent
up.
Kendrick diss?
Yeah. There's like a leak or some shit.
See how excited he got?
Our conversations.
Yeah.
Are private, fucker. Now, our conversations, I'm not filtering out how I talk to you. I'm just talking to my friend. So you go,
it's
this
a safe
is
space.
This is, yeah, it's my
you
safe
know what?
Space.
I respect that. It's not worth it. Your friendship is more important to
wow.
me.
No, nah, go ahead, read it.
Okay. Black
it makes,
love.
You, seem, it makes right. you seem bad now, though.
You see what I did there? Now, y'all never know. Y'all will never know.
Killed him with love. That was greasy.
So I did. It was the chocolate one.
The chocolate one.
Who's that?
Fate Santa, the human fucking bandana. Fly like a bandana.
That was my favorite song as a kid. Fly like a bird, I want to get away.
Oh shit.
You saying that shit? Avril Lavigne? I'm like a bird.
I'm about to say Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, it's Avril Lavigne. There
that's
we go.
Title.
Who is the bird one? Which one?
I'm like that a bird is not
is a bird.
That was not the track.
Pretty sure. I'm like
wasn't
a bird
seal?
Free.
Move like a bird.
I'm
track.
Like a bird free.
Oh, it's Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly.
Oh, you fully sung Fly Like an Eagle.
I said Nelly Furtado 20 times.
Wait, who said who?
Oh, you said Avril Lavigne. Oh, you're the only man.
I said Avril Lavigne.
Wait,
still.
Sing the song man. You're thinking of?
Huh?
Sing the song you're thinking of?
I'm like,
what which one?
I don't know. Whatever song you originally
I'm
said.
I'm like a bird.
Didn't Elephant Man remix that? Away.
Oh.
He literally said
yo, Elephant Man, Elephant yo, man remixed, remixed that into a greasy one, yeah. though.
Word.
I can't remember what he changed it to, but it was sick. Look it up.
It's I was crazy. Willie Bonson to that.
Like, yeah, oh. No, Shells. I think I was singing
Fly
a different
like
one.
A
so
bird.
I was singing one from Space Jam, and then I remixed
exactly.
it with that one.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'm not sure.
No, I remixed it. Oh, right, I did my sure. little thing.
I believe
with
I can fly with.
Yeah, I did my little thing with it.
With the Nelly Furtado song.
Hmm?
What
you mixed that?
I believe. Yeah,
I did. No. Fly like an eagle.
Oh, the eagle one.
I want to fly away. You feel me? Like, oh yeah, two right there. Yeah, but them two songs I fuck with on a different level.
Okay. So he likes those songs.
Yeah.
Are you guys fucking with Space Jam 2?
Established.
Space Jam 2?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
I'll see.
I'll watch it. Yeah.
Ryan Coogler's writing it.
Ryan Coogler?
Yeah, the guy who did Black Panther.
We gotta replace We gotta replace Space Jam 1. Cause you know, R. Kelly's all over it. So we gotta fuck that.
Is he?
Yeah.
But like,
because yo, that was like
a, one song, song was like big that. Song, nigga. Yeah.
Like, that was like one of the only like songs the not about the thing. So.
Yeah,
that was like one of the only ones.
Facts. Well,
but than, like, why? But like,
save me.
Yeah, like I don't even remember like when I think of Station, I don't think of R. Kelly.
No, I think of that fucking song.
Yeah, I think of that song for sure.
No, I definitely think of that song
for sure.
Fuck. I try to.
It
help.
Starts off.
I try to help.
Starts off the movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ends it too, right?
Yeah, back in the baseball.
I believe I can fly in the baseball again.
Dome. I literally used to tie up my shoes and hear that song in my head.
Yeah.
When I was a kid,
craziness,
about to play ball.
I used to always say maybe like Mike, but.
Yo, same.
Yo, I would whisper that shit on the
especially
real.
Especially after like Mike.
It would never happen. Fuck me. Never happen.
Yo, so fuck me. Like
especially
me.
After
yo,
like Mike. Time, oh, man.
So what, bro?
Maybe like fuck Mike.
I started
sometimes I'd go inside and shit and sit down and lock my door. Please. I have a little bit of a further, deeper conversation.
I started bargaining with God. Yo, make me like Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley.
No, okay, I was fine, talking to my shoes, bro. I was talking to my kicks.
Take Charles Oakley, God.
Blow your kicks aside.
Make me like Oliver Miller.
Okay, okay, fuck. Okay.
All right, look, nigga. Made me fucking...
at least like Ryan, nigga.
Jared Bayless.
My bro. Please make me like my bro. At least like,
bro. Holy fuck.
Make me like my bro.
Make me like my bro.
The shoes are like, all right, that's reasonable.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. At least just give me the bunnies.
Just give me the bunnies.
Yo, Maz used to do anything for the bunnies back in the day, man.
Yo, and Mol has no bunnies. That guy over there, you have no bunnies. I'm going to say that live and direct. You got no bunnies
I
on
said
the court.
You have no bunnies, dog.
All right, go back to work. Go back
zero
to work.
Bunnies.
Zero bunnies.
Nigga, don't even
bunny
celebrate.
Free.
Don't even celebrate
he's
Easter.
Bunny free. Yeah, you don't even hop. You walk. Yo, that's kind of like bullying. I'm talking shit to someone that doesn't have a mic, you know? Like, they can't hear what he's saying.
Can't fight back.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
It sucks.
That's yo, just... if you actually have zero bunnies. Then like,
he many... actually has no bunnies. I got, so yo, everyone knows I got bunnies.
You got bunnies, though.
I ain't even, yo.
You got bunnies.
Do I got hit it?
And I haven't seen gym Trey, so I don't even know. You been in the gym, no?
Yeah. Yo, kind of fell off. Yeah, I leaned back down. Yeah.
The past 8 days, at least.
I'm going to keep it real. Yeah, yeah, nah.
I was with him chilling, nigga.
I remember one time in
J2? Gave it up?
No, I didn't give it up. Yo, I'm coming back. I just started today, actually.
Bet.
It's funny you ask.
I just started
two months
ago.
Yo, this is a start, nigga.
For real?
Two months ago?
2 months ago, yeah.
You still going strong?
Yeah. I just came from the gym just now.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
In the trench coat.
Nah.
Oh, I'm like, you I fucked up the gym. Undertaking that shit. I'm fucking here.
That's my fucking under.
Live for the gates.
Yeah, no.
Oh, fuck.
Gym's
that's good.
Been great, though. I didn't realize you can get so strong so quick.
Yeah. Yo, when you do it, it's like, oh, fuck, everything's working in my favor and just life gets better. And you stop and like, fuck, why did
those first
so
2 weeks are hell.
Mm-hmm. Yo, if it's just tightening this part right here.
Which
if
part?
It's doing that, the silver part.
This part?
Nah, this part, the ring. Yeah, okay. There you go. I see you dangling.
He's fucking spinning back.
Yeah, I got
sorry
you.
For our saggy mic.
For audio listeners, obviously you can't see that. Marlon was having some difficulties, so just as good friend as I am, you know, I helped him out.
You're a good guy. You're a good
you
man.
You gotta tune in to see that.
Yeah.
You gotta subscribe.
This fucking sucks for you, man. All right, continue.
What were we talking about again? Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the gym, yeah.
Saggy my arm.
Yeah, no, the first 2 weeks, like, it was pretty bad. I couldn't, like, get... Just doing 10 push-ups, I was gassed. Like, couldn't do dips, none of that stuff. Bench press, like, it was trash. Yeah. And now it's just like, when you see that progress, you don't want to stop.
No, trust me, man.
Yeah.
But then, like...
But then
you fall off for like 3 days and it's like, fuck. Like,
I'm trying not to do that.
That's all it takes.
Yo, it's always when you travel, when you have to catch a flight and then you go somewhere for like, even if it's like 3 days and you're eating good foods and you take a break, you come home, you're like, yo, I'm tired. Gym tomorrow. Tomorrow come, it's busy. You have to catch up with the work you miss. Where's the gym?
All right, Airbnbs that sucks too because it's like, there's no, at least at hotels, usually you could rely on there being a gym there.
I never touch those though. I bring clothes.
I always bring shit. I don't
never touch
stop
them,
bringing it. I've accepted it. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, there's just bare treadmills down there and shit. I'm like,
I shocked myself. Like when I was in, I went to Chicago and I went to the gym when I was there. And I was like, I'm taking it seriously. You ever go to the gym and you're like, yo, I'm really like, doing this.
No, I'm fucking flexing in the mirror. Yo, I'm fucking here, yo, bro. Like, yo. Yeah.
That ass. I lost mad weight in my face. Holy.
Yo, trust me.
I feel like I'm gaining weight in my face.
My face was fat. I looked at old videos and I'm like, yo, no man could tell me I look like a thumb. That shit was crazy.
Yo, honestly, fuck. Sometimes when you know it, that's when people start telling you, you're like, yo, I know, you know?
Yeah, I don't just help. Like, what, thick? You think I don't know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that.
You might not realize it, though. You might not.
Nah,
but either way, like,
a 1-2 girl definitely, you're putting on weight, huh? I'm like,
what do you mean? No, don't say it like that.
Yo, you want me to say that to you, yo? There's so many things women can say to us that we can't say to them. It's insane.
Mm.
It's like, what, you're getting ticked?
Nah, well, that's one of them. But like,
I think you could.
You're getting ticked. You're getting ticked.
Nah, but some people just say you're getting fat.
Yeah.
Some people just
fat is a different word.
But I tell you,
girls are calling me thick at one point.
Yo, but that, yo, niggas have to go through the thick stage with the two C's.
Of course, yo, you gotta go through every man.
I was never thick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, Shells,
yeah.
You gotta do it once.
Yo, Shells, what are you doing tomorrow, nigga?
I mean, I tried, nigga.
What you want this weekend? We getting thick.
Yeah, we're Irish twins. Sorry.
What was that?
Yeah, but not, you couldn't do that with a girl. Let's say you were having whatever with a girl, sex with a girl for a couple months, and then a couple months down the road, you're like, yo, you're putting on some weight, huh? And you just smile up about it. She'll slap you in the face. Like, you can't do that.
Yo, what if you're cool with her? What if it's just a different shorty?
No way. It doesn't matter how cool you are with a girl. She's not going to laugh.
Yo,
yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely in the delivery.
Yeah,
it's just like a girl coming up to you and you're just like, well, yeah, it's in the delivery, but most people
don't
care about the delivery. Mm-hmm. They're just saying that.
Yeah, that's on you then.
I just stay away from it.
And especially women. They don't care about the delivery because we're guys. We're supposed to be strong. Like, if you ever say something, if a woman ever says something to you and you got offended, like, right away, she'll call you, like, hurt or a bitch or gay or whatever she wants.
Nah, that's facts.
That happens, bro. That happens. just in the club. You could be in the club. Mm-hmm. Random girls walk into your booth. You're like, yo, you have to.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
To come out. Even though there's space for them, you're just like, I don't know you. You have to come out. Now you're an asshole. You're a dick. You're broke. Like, I'm telling you.
Yo,
it doesn't work the other way around, ever.
That's why I'm scared to fucking say, yo, can you... You got those guys over there said that.
Yo, them niggas said my job is Shells, watch out. Jermaine, watch out. That guy, you see that guy? That guy told me to tell you you have to leave. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm fine.
Oh, you want to stay? I'll go tell him, man.
I tell him straight up, man.
Yo, I can't. Like, I just can't, bro. Like, I don't know. Even if we're all squeezing into a whip. And like one man can't fit, I'll be like, no, we're good. I'm moving my seat up all the way. Like, I just can't.
Those situations,
like,
I'll just get out the whip and be like, we'll get another one.
Yo, some people, some man sideways in there, bro. Like, man's where you really sideways
Jamaican
in there.
Taxi it. That's a wild one.
But yeah, shout out to working out. That's the whole point.
Shout out to push ups.
Shout out to gains.
Yes, sir. How many push ups you at?
That's a good question.
Yo, I did push-ups the other day and got bored.
Woo.
That's a flex.
That's a
weird flex, but I'm just leaving it at that. I was like, when is this going to end?
I got up. Yo, I ain't never heard that before.
No, but it was one of those days. You know those days you just feel energetic for no reason? Like, I don't know why. I just felt energetic for no reason. I cleaned my whole house that day, everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, those ones, yeah.
I was just like, let me drop down and try a 20. I went to 40, and then I was just like, all right. It's taking a while.
So 40.
40, yeah. Let's go with 40.
Yo, I was always fascinated by fucking the days when like your dukes would tell you, yo, clean the house, and you're like, yo, fuck that. Like, I'm not feeling that. And then they make it a thing, and now it's like, yo, you're cleaning your house, but you don't want to. Versus the days where you wake up, you're like, yo, this crib is about to get clean. Yeah. Like, yo, you just go off, and your garage is open. Like, yo, what's that switch? Like
a nice little music play.
Yeah.
Yo, once my belly button sweating, we're moving shit, nigga.
Oh,
rearrange.
Yo,
how about we put that couch over there, nigga? My back is sweating, nigga.
You finish cleaning, you're like, yo, now we changing the whole shit.
Not feeling the feng shui.
Bringing the whole
Those are usually when shit gets rearranged. When you do the deep, deep clean.
Like, yeah, I got good ideas when I I surprised myself, man. Yo,
start moving the TV unit, cleaning under there. Yeah. Like,
yo, it has to be a really sunny day. I have to see how fucking nasty it is in my crib, and I'll be like, nah, Toronto tunes.
Yeah, because yo, when the sun shines on the dust, it looks way worse, nigga.
Oh man.
Or when your dukes are coming over, those are days you're like, nah.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah, let's lift everything.
Dukes are a girl. Dukes are a girl. Even if it's my girlfriend. I don't want her coming seeing it, how it is. Yeah, no.
Nah, I left my room messy.
I should say pretty
I don't clean time, faster like, than when a girl's coming over.
Yeah.
That's the fastest. Bro. I'm like, yo, I could have done this all this time. I'm a pig.
and you still don't do it.
They still don't do it. I'm like, even just like, you know, the biggest thing for me is clothes. Like,
I was just about to
I
say
fucking
that.
Hate hanging up my clothes.
That's what makes my
get home after a long day. I have like this one chair that's in the corner.
You just throw all your
chairs for.
Don't put a fucking chair.
I don't even sit in a chair.
You never sit in that chair.
Nah, it's just for clothes.
You know you don't need it
because I'm not putting it on the floor. Then I feel like a slob.
Then you're all bum.
Then I'm
on my chair.
Chill.
Organized.
You're not a bum. You're just like you're just don't have time.
Yeah, no. I like organized mess, yo.
Son, the worst is when you finish hooping or you finish at the gym and you're sweating and you put the shit down and then like you put like I don't know, like you haven't done your laundry in a minute. Then you're finally doing your laundry and then you unleash the fucking wet ball clothes. Yo,
it stays wet for like 8 days.
Okay, no. Don't bring me down that road.
Yeah, I've never blessed.
No. Mine is so wet.
Mine get shorts. Crumple up, dog.
Yo.
No, I found it. It's like in an old gym bag. I put it in my storage room.
I didn't
know that I left the beater in there. See? So then I had bare shit on top of the gym bag. So I opened up the gym bag and said, boom, boom.
Yo, you have to throw it all.
That's the garbage.
I took up the wife beater. Like, I was like, nah, this is crazy,
Say sure you're not busting that right now.
I'm not busting this.
Yo, there's some shirts that I like found and I'm like, nah. But then I'm like, yo, one wash, I may be straight.
Man, yo. The rejuvenation could be possible.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Trust me.
I'm fucking crying. I think that's the second time I cried on the show.
What's the fastest way to unwrinkle your clothes?
Yo.
Steamer?
Yo, if you just fuck. Yo, I
dash it in a dryer.
No. That's
true. Sometimes you can just, like, if it's like, depending on how much wrinkles is on the fucking shit, but like, sometimes you can just wear it and just, like, do wrinkles.
Yeah. I dash it in a dryer.
If you just go like this a bunch of times?
Yo, I'm telling you, just throw it out.
Trust me.
Very times.
You know how many times it's humid? That works?
If it's humid and you do that shit, nigga, just rub it.
Wet your fingers a little
fucking
bit.
Fibers expand.
Trust me.
Nah, I throw it in a dryer for like 5 minutes.
Not a dryer is key, really.
That is bless.
Oh, where?
Bro, de-wrinkle irons
five
suck.
Minutes. There's even an option on some dryers that say de-wrinkle.
Oh, wait,
it won't heat it up as much as it would just like a regular dryer.
Just loosen it. Shake them out.
Yo, I remember the fucking day my Dukes copped the. We were living in an apartment for a minute. So when we moved into a crib, my dad had to buy a laundry, like both of them shits.
Dryer, washer,
bro, that shit was loot. That shit was losing. Yeah, my dad was not happy. It was one of those purchases. My dad was like sitting there across. And then the drain pipes has to go.
You need both. So you need both of them for sure then, right?
We can't do it out that thing, right?
Yo,
that was my mom still, because we wanted a dishwasher bad. And went there that day. It was just like, yeah, that's not fitting in the budget.
Yo, you're a dishwasher.
Yeah, that's just not working.
Not fitting in the budget at all.
So this one was hot water. Oh, the day we fucking washed with hot water to do the dishes.
Oh, fuck. When did you open up that shit and the steam came out? Like, what do you fucking mean steam?
How much hot water are you using against steam? Yo, we were on a rotation. It was Monday, Wednesday, whatever, every day of the week. Me, Jermaine, and Ryan just washing dishes and shit.
Yo, no, it wasn't a day. If you wash a dish.
Did you guys have days?
If you wash the dishes, then it's like, all right, you write your shit down. So we just write, we're going out.
Oh, back. Yeah. So we're right when we did and shit.
Oh, it's like a turn thing.
Yeah. So it's like, we just see who does the dishes last because the dishes would just sit there. And then we had a dishwasher. So this is when we first moved into the crib, right? So my dad's like, yo, really tight on budget, really like not trying to blow no shit, rah, rah. So we're writing it down. Then one day I think Jermaine was sick and there was like mad dishes. So I don't think no one washed dishes before and they just finished cooking. So then my dad's just like, he's just quiet the whole time when eating dinner. I'm like, yo, what's up this nigga? Like, he's not talking. You know what I mean? Everyone's having a good meal and shit. This nigga's just stressed and shit. It comes time to do the fucking dishes and he's looking at the dishwasher like it's fucking science and shit. This nigga's on the fucking pole. Just hold on, guys, man. Just one fucking second, man.
This is the first time he's looking at a dishwasher. Like, he's never used one before. We've always had it, but just never. He's like, what do you mean washing the fucking dishes? Yo, this is the first time. He's like, yo, all right.
I think that was the first time I saw my dad put on glasses.
Shit's all about.
I didn't notice that I had glasses or wore glasses and shit.
I had to look at the dishwasher. We were like, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Go
so books. Yo, it was on his mind, bro. He was trying to watch TV. He couldn't even fucking chill, bro, because it was going on for like an hour. He came back. He kept going back upstairs and downstairs to check on it. Like, yo, it's still fucking going.
It's still going.
Everyone was upstairs in their room.
That's measuring the water in his head.
Everyone was upstairs in their room, bro.
Church of Tree Lethal. I want to.
You know when you go to sleep and like the house is dark and you know what I mean, you still kind of smell food and sometimes you may trickle down for a look of leftovers.
Yeah, for sure, brother.
Bro, man's are upstairs and all I hear is just this fucking thing, man. It's not done. Like, okay, bro, like we'll find out in the morning.
Why didn't you guys just wash dishes by your head?
Yo, we could have, but it was just a lot, and it was Jermaine's day, and he's just like, yo, like, this time, let's just try the dishwasher, because I think he just wanted to try it, too.
Oh, okay.
It was like a new flex, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, just so you guys never used it before?
We've never used a dishwasher, period. Because we were in our apartment.
This was around the time he started his first business, and he's like, a little bit of money was coming in. Yeah. He's like, all right, let me try a little
flex.
It's been on my mind, you know? But, you know, before that, like, because everything was so fucking expensive and like shit was tight, he was like, yo, every time he copped an appliance or something new, it was always like, yo, don't fucking break this shit.
That's crazy.
Like, he'll set it up and turn around, look at us, say, yo, man.
Yo, it's always when he's picking up his tools.
I don't want no fucking around, man. I didn't find this shit. Yo, I was on some gangster shit. I'm like, fuck, yeah. I didn't want to use it. I'm not excited no more. I don't want to watch TV no more.
This guy would fucking page us, bro. New bikes and shit. The guy's finished building it. Trevon, man, it's not a fucking game, man. You have no fucking funds. I'm like, yeah.
Is that what inspired the
basketball
fun,
net,
bro?
Is that what inspired the
AC
movie?
I didn't find this shit. That guy, yeah.
The AC movie?
I didn't find this shit.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, AC?
The AC movie, you guys. Jamaican? The movie trailer.
Yeah, of course. That's just real life. Like, that's literally real life.
Bro, I just like, I see other people using their houses. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, that shit worked? We had AC. We didn't fucking use it. Like,
I would call Julian on FaceTime on like fucking MSN. I'm like, yo, why aren't you sweating in your crib? It's hot outside.
Yo, my mom, chilling. I don't know, for some reason, never bugged me about that. Ever. I don't know why.
You could turn yours on?
Yeah, like my house is chilly in the summer.
Nah, man. Like, yo, I think for us, it was just like, there was a lot of us and fucking.
There's a lot of us too.
Oh, shit.
I got three older brothers in the house. No. My little brother, my little sister, my dad, my mom. Well, my stepdad, my mom.
There was six of us. And I don't know. My dad was just like, we went from like cheap to like, okay, he's starting to like realize how to deal with his finances and shit. So it was just, everything was just scary. I remember when he bought us the PlayStation 3 for the first time. And there was like, they were saying, what was it? Running up the hydro or some shit.
Oh, I don't know. At the time, I don't know if this is even true, but at the time, there's rumors going around that like a PS3 runs the same amount of power as a fridge or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So my dad heard that.
That was a rumor.
That's definitely saw that wrong Facebook person headline. Yeah.
So, my dad
fridge.
That's two fridges. Yo, so he got us a PS3, but like, I don't know, like just our whole like upbringing, he was
what
just
grade?
Really.
This did
was
you
like
start getting like.
I was in grade seven.
You guys started noticing he's starting to get a little bit of money now.
Like, I was seventh grade.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Same. Exactly the seventh bro, grade. But, my mom, we moved from Scarborough to Maple.
Yeah.
In seventh grade, and I was like. Mm. We in a house?
Wait, we have
like a backyard and thing.
Yeah. When you come in.
But what? Then you realize moving there is what made them broke again.
Now yeah, don't work. Once you move, shit's tight.
Can't buy no new shoes, nothing, dog.
Yeah.
That back to school was dry up.
Yo, oh my God. Back to, yo. I don't even want to talk about that. Payless. I barely got new shit, bro. Like, yo,
was always at Mecca. School.
Yeah.
Exco.
Same. International Clothes, Orpheus Road saw me.
Oh my God. Orpheus Road knew my name. Yo, what do you mean?
Yo, the hot dog stand nigga knew
yo,
my name.
When my dad found out about Orpheus Road, man. Marlon.
Oh, with no samurai shirts? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a
tomorrow cup, we're going to Orpheus Road, man.
Yo, if you think about it.
They have 3 for 7, man.
Yo, back to, yo, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Back to school shop was kind of simple back then. Like, all you needed was black, like just fucking plain tees, different colors.
All you needed was a
five
ride
bones,
to Buffalo.
17.
You need a ride to Buffalo.
Galleria.
Oh, yeah.
Yo! And a bridging with a passport.
You guys remember Steve and Barry's?
No. Yeah, I think so. Where's they like a dick?
They used to sell college
them
clothing.
Liquidate.
Right?
Yeah, man. I was there when
they were like a dicks, no? Like sporting shit?
Dick's no, they sell like a bunch of like college.
Well, yeah, it's like a Target. Like they had their own store called Steve and Barry's.
Where
we got the fucking our red like college sweaters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd and, be like Julie 3 for 20.
Yeah.
You get like three coats, varsity right? jackets for $20. Mazzy's a go down there back to school times, bring it back to Toronto and flip it for $2 each.
Oh, no, I bust mine.
I bust mine.
Trust
too.
Me. Do you guys feel like random questions talking about fucking back to school shopping? Do you guys feel like your days are longer now compared to what they were when you're in school and shit, and like waking up and going to school and coming home and then like your day's done? I felt like waking up, I came home and I'm like, yo, my day's like done.
No, I feel like there was so much more day left after school that it was like especially during summer, you realize how much day there was. Because like you're not seeing your friends every day. You don't have nowhere to go sometimes. Like no one's at the park before like a certain time, so you're like at home just chilling. It was before the internet days were like popping. Like the internet was there, but it wasn't fast enough for you to just go and like be on it all the time or whatever. So it's like you're waiting for your friends to go outside and all that shit, and it's just like you realize how long the day is, especially with trash ass daytime TV.
Oh my God.
I started watching Passions religious.
My sick day
wasn't on that.
When I was sick, I'd stay home and watch TV. I'm like, bro, it's just trash after we all leave for like fucking school.
Yeah. I never understood why people skip school. Yeah. I'm like, school is actually like the best part of the day for me.
Yeah. Yo, honestly, but, especially in the summertime. In the summertime, by the time August hit, you're like, bro, let me go back to school, please.
What? No, not me. When I saw the fucking binder commercial with the fucking drug.
I'm like, five star.
I know exactly what commercial
it's July, nigga. I don't want to fucking hear about that shit.
A whole bunch of niggas doing the drum line on the binder.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck all that shit, nigga. Yeah, don't tell my dad yet, nigga. Don't remind
me. I used to get amped. Like registration day, a week before school. Oh, man. I used to get amped seeing everybody. Because it's like, I never went to school for the learning. I went to school for my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I went to school to chill with the mandem every day. Like,
yeah.
And just play ball like nonstop.
High school was fun in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just seeing the mandem every day and just like just constantly new jokes and just.
Oh, my God. If I could had that type of environment now, I think I'd be like, I think we'd all be just 10 times even funnier. Like, if we were just in an environment where it's like, you see them, because you don't get to see all the mandem.
True.
You might get to see a 1-2 every week.
Yeah.
But to see all the mandem in one spot, nobody's got shit to do.
Okay, I got
I mean, you got class and shit.
I got an idea. Let's all rent out a spot, community spot. Now, hear me out,
We don't need
all the mandem pitch.
All the mandem.
I know a
all
spot
the mandem
that you don't
pitch
need
on
pitch.
The rent.
Let me just check there.
Where at?
It's a black community center.
We pull up there. 1 hour.
Chill every day.
Chill out.
I lied.
Take back. Yeah. You guys
say it. What do man say for lunch? All men have to wear backpacks though, like Jansport.
Yeah.
Had to come in a Jansport. Dickies.
I had
some fake shit from the fucking.
I had the Dickies for 1 year. The black, the all black Dickies joint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fire still. That was like the only other acceptable.
That was
one
only
for the mandem.
Yeah.
And Loki kind of looked like the Jansport one a little.
Yeah.
Yo, my binder couldn't fit in that shit. I was fucking mad.
Yeah, they were small. Yeah.
Big binder. I was a big binder.
You so fucking pinched,
bro.
Your binder, like your bag would end up looking like
a
the
square.
Binder.
You guys are wearing a fucking binder. You're basically wearing a binder.
Yo, have you guys ever kicked a man's backpack and it had like his PS2 in it or something? Like, I was a kid that just kicked dudes' backpacks at the bottom
people.
Of it.
I respect people.
I respect
yeah, like,
what
you
the
guys
fuck?
Didn't do,
bro.
Terrain.
What?
Why are you kicking
a man's backpack? Kicking a man's torso, bro. What?
Yeah, I was like, yanker. I was like, yanker. Yo, that little loop.
Yeah.
At
oh,
the
yeah,
top.
Yeah.
But Mans did it. Used to like kick the bottom of her bag.
Nah. Goons didn't.
Okay. Yeah. Kick the bottom. Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah. Of their bag. Like when they're.
I don't know why
it.
I felt like it was like a.
Yeah. It was like a
straight on kick.
Yeah,
I thought you were
dealing
with it. Nah. I did like a kick. Like, kick the bottom and it.
That's
just
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You want pencils?
And sometimes
I did that to girls.
I kicked people's shits. I had PS2s in it.
Because I thought the bag was too low. You know.
Yeah. You just
hiding the box.
That was my flirting tactic.
Oh, kick their bag.
Yeah, he used to do it to two
guys. I never used to know how to talk to girls in high school, man. Like that shit used to terrify me, like the movies.
Honestly, like, bro, I never used to know how to do it, but I used to always get any girl I liked. I didn't know how, but like,
yo, from my perspective,
The chocolate one,
dripping sauce.
The chocolate one,
shells
going off,
yo. It's a fact, bro.
I ain't know how I did it.
I don't know how I did it.
I couldn't tell you.
This is a lie.
You know.
If this episode's not called
something, right?
I dated this one girl in high school, and we literally, we were like holding hands and making out and shit we started making it official. Then we never spoke to each other.
Oh, Jesus.
Once we started dating, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
What was going through your mind?
You started to overthink it.
Fuck.
It wasn't that. It was like her friends and my friends. It was just like everybody's making it a thing, right? And it was like everyone was more excited we were together than us. So it was like we kind of like avoided it.
I hear
that. It was just weird. A week later, I'm like, yeah, this is wild. Not doing that.
So, you know, I'm going through it when I'm my last Google search is how long can you keep food in your fridge?
In boldest, 3 to 4 days.
Meds are cooking.
Nah, I had some food
from
last week.
cooked a week ago.
A week ago,
Past tense.
So if there's anyone out there wondering how long your leftovers are good for, when it goes past 7 days, you probably throw it out. 3 to 4 days is a sweet spot. So there we go.
But sometimes it's a five and it's like...
Sometimes you can eye it out, you know, but
if it's hot enough.
Of meals, I got a meal plan thing and I'm like afraid of that. Like, what if I get too many and then I'm just spoiled?
True say.
Dirty man.
How is that? You had a Jamaican meal plan? Is actually
Yeah, I found one with a Jamaican with Jamaican food infused. This girl, Tamara Madison, a friend of mine from like years and years ago. She's also an R&B singer.
Shout out.
Jeez.
And she does amazing meals of food. I've been loving it.
Yeah,
and she has like ackee and sawfish in there. Mm-hmm. She has jerk chicken in there. Just a bunch of random plantain, like just a bunch of random stuff. But she also shows you like the health parts of it as well. So it's dope.
What's it called again? What's the service called?
It's called MadisonMealPrep.com.
Let's get it.
It's funny when people are like listing other Jamaican dishes and shit like that. Like every time I'm talking to Maria, I'm like, yeah, you can get jerk chicken, oxtail, curry goat, fucking sawfish.
You can't say it normal.
Ackee and sawfish. Yeah. You just like turn up like
ackee and sawfish.
You're just naming them. You're like ackee and sawfish,
Bami.
Jerk chicken.
Like Bami, that's one of those ones you can't just say without the patois.
What's that?
Bami.
What's that?
It's like circular. It's nice, bro. It's I can't really explain it. It's like
Google
it's salty though. I put enough salt on it.
Breadfruit.
Ooh.
Jackfruit.
Yeah, I'm not a jackfruit guy.
Grapefruit.
Yeah, I'm
a guinea. Guinea is the best fruit on the planet.
But this is funny. I was just about to like when you guys were saying it, I remember my dad cooking it and I was gonna say, hold on, what was that hard thing? I was like eating. It was like kind of toasty on the side. Yeah. You remember this? Yeah, I do remember. It's Bummy's Fresh.
It reminds me of fucking, you know, you boil the dumpling and then you put it in the fridge and the next day you fry that?
Yeah.
That's what I thought this was. That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, that's not that?
What?
Oh, you just inspired me, bro.
How do you make this? I thought this was a dumpling.
I made boiled dumpling like 2 weeks ago. Just for the feels.
And then you fry it up.
And I fried up the leftovers the next morning. Oh, my God. Put a little salt on it.
That's all you need. Woo. You know, 4 grains of salt in your
salt. Oh, God. Just sweet. No fuck.
Chilling.
So what's Bami? I'm actually lost. I thought Bami was like a boiled dumpling, like boiled bread. Fried.
It's like a crustacean.
Oh, like a breadfruit type of thing.
Yeah, okay. Bula.
Cassava. Bula. Flatbread.
Yeah, look, yo, I used to
bring bula to school for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bully beef?
No, bula.
Oh, bula. I thought it was the same
bula
thing.
Bula and cheese.
The bread?
Yeah, come on. Bula bread, man. Bula cake. It's cake.
Mm-hmm. When last time you touched your hand, man?
when I was 10. I'm actually going this year. I think I'm going to go in June.
That's what's
jeez,
up.
Jeez. Which part?
Okay. Everywhere. In as much places as I can go, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from? Where is your family from?
Mobay, St. Elizabeth. Portmore, like all over the place.
Shout out Jamaica.
Big up Jamaica always.
I mean, blessings every time.
You don't know. Fuck back.
Yo, Anmo, work on your bunnies.
Get some bunnies before Easter.
No bunnies right there, man.
Wow. Game of Thrones just now. Man's ready.
I'm so
I'm
gonna just be the only guy that's not knowing.
I don't watch.
You guys don't watch?
You guys don't watch it?
We talked about last time. Yo, I just felt like I feel like I'm way too far behind. I'll never catch up and shit.
You can catch up.
But yo,
I watched the whole season.
And I'm also scared of like wasting a bunch of time and shit because I'll get hooked and I don't want to like it too much.
Just watch it whenever like you would be doing nothing. That's what I always say.
Usually not.
There's times when you're doing nothing. There is.
I mean, yo, even when I'm doing nothing, I'm like doing a little something. I'm like thinking I'm doing some other. I'm like, thinking of some new shit to do, and then
I usually watch it when I go to bed because, like, usually I watch like The Office or something to go to sleep. Like,
but I just literally fall asleep. I can't watch it before bed.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it before bed, yo. Because like I'm rewatching season 7 now, and like I've been doing it like right before I go to sleep. And
it's
like,
just difficult to go to sleep. That's the problem.
Because I find so easy. That show is so just like dialogue heavy until like. The last 10 minutes.
Yo, so many fucking dragons.
No. There's a lot of shit that happens throughout the whole thing. It's like more so within the season. Like episodes 1 through 7 will be tame. Like it'll be whatever, you know? But things will happen. A lot of mix-up will happen. Same ways. But 8, 9, 10, always some bloodshed. Like somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
Some war is going to happen. Yeah. Some battle.
Some fucking dragon's going to fly out of somewhere. And
Yo, it's an incredible show. It's a good show.
I'm not gonna lie, I had to start it like 3 times before I got hooked.
A lot of people did. Yeah.
Yo, and I believe you. I believe it's great.
I think the reason it's too much. Good is because like you just try to describe one little character, like they're not even that significant. Try to explain their one story, and it's like you're explaining an entire TV show to somebody. Like I tried explaining Sansa's journey to this girl. And she's like, wait, what? She got her dad got chopped off, and then the rape, and then she married another guy. And it's just like, this is like, I've never seen such like a plot like this in any TV show ever.
Facts.
And that was a big Breaking Bad stand, but I gotta give the crown to Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah,
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, maybe when I'm 50 or some shit, I'd be like,
I mean, it's not going anywhere, bro.
You feel me? Yeah, I'm just waiting it out.
Yeah, it sure ain't going nowhere, bro.
Even when you're taking like the props, the setting that they're in, the amount of the battles, like this next season, there's one battle took them like 4 months to shoot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I
think, 4 months. Damn. The battle's the longest fight battle
ever
in
right?
TV history. It's 15 minutes long. 15 minutes of war.
A lot of scrap.
Yeah, really,
usually, you're getting like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Max. And that's a long time for war. Like, we've seen some of the older episodes. They're like 3 to 5 minutes at most.
Yeah.
15 minutes of war.
Yeah, I wonder how it ends. Like, niggas get tired. Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Okay. Fuck, you win. You win.
Fuck it.
They show a lot of those.
Cut, nigga.
Half the shit, nigga. They show a lot of real shit in war from like medieval times that you wouldn't have thought of. Like, there was this one battle, Battle of the Bastards, and you're seeing there's so many mans that are cut open and shit, right? Mm-hmm. But in usually in movies, a man gets shot or a man gets sliced, they're dead. Like, yeah. They're just on the ground lying there, they're quiet. Mm-hmm. All there's thousands of guys screaming, holding intestines, mm-hmm. holding like pieces of their neck, like, mm-hmm. and they're getting trampled on, and they're showing how people used to die just getting like consumed by the amount of people that were hurt on top of them. Mm. And he's like dying through that. I was like, this is insane, man. I never thought about this.
Thank God I'm born fucking now.
Yeah. Not trying to I'd scrap.
Yeah.
Nah. Fuck no. I fucking scream when I poke myself with a fork and shit, bro. Fuck that shit. Fuck. Like fighting poke with myself swords. With
a swords? I catch a cold. Bro. That's all you needed back then. Just catch a cold.
Yo, facts.
Oh, you're blessed.
Oh, sorry, guys. Look.
when I'm feeling better.
Oh, y'all finished the war?
Oh, man. That's what's up.
That's crazy.
How long this fuck thing running, man?
It's gonna be some. Are you going to any parties?
Not that I know of.
No, man. There's some crazy like Game of Thrones parties going on.
Oh, really?
Watch parties. Yeah, like people are putting. I see this one girl putting together like a menu. She got like the Robert Baratheon pork chops and
wow.
Like they're going all out, man.
We don't got honestly just we're
gonna watch that. Your crew. Yeah,
yeah, just go to the crew.
It's gonna be a long fucking shit, right? Yeah, aren't episodes like 2 hours and shit?
There's like two or three episodes I think that are 2 hours long. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long.
It's gonna be definitely long, but it's gonna be worth.
I mean, that's fire though. Like, why not? Like some food, Game of Thrones. Like that's
lit.
The ideal situation.
They used to have it in theaters.
Really?
You can go to theaters and watch episodes every week. And I would. I wish they did that. This year. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'll go.
Being in a theater with people to watch a movie is reacting different still.
Yeah. If I had someone said, yo, like take my movie theater for like a week, then I'd start Game of Thrones and I'd body all of it. I'd be like, all right, let me finish this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like now I feel like I'm too far. I'm like, yo, fuck it, man.
You're not. I timed it out. Bless. I started watching it in January and I'm on season 7, episode 2 right now.
It's like that, eh?
I'm like just mapping it out. January. I'm watching that last episode hour before.
I thought it'd take way longer than that.
I did it in 12 days the first time.
Yeah.
12 days. I was sick. Like I had the flu and I'm like, all right, let me try this.
Oh, okay. Like that. That's when I fucked that shit up.
Oh, wow.
And I was in bed. Like, you know, those ones where you're sick and you can't even like lift your phone type sick. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to die. Like I was done.
That's a perfect show. So I'm
I put it on and I'm just laying there watching, taking it all in. I'm just like, yo, this show's actually sick.
Y'all saw that fucking robot wetting it through. What was that?
Pulling up from 40 with like, you shorty.
That's half court.
Fucking half court. Like just a little bit beyond half court.
Damn.
They should have.
Yo, and he was on point. It was on his swish.
They should have made the robot shoot like me.
Like, not get it in?
No. Just leave it at that. Leave it at that, guys.
Like off to the side?
We're going to leave it at that.
Like, off the exit same. Side?
No, it'd be the same turnout.
Yo, what if the NBA turns into all robots? And they're just like, all fucking nice?
Until, like, until humans are extinct. It's like fucking, like, James Harden battling all of them and shit.
He's the last human.
There's going to be an all-star game. I think how they introduced it, there'll be an all-star game where it's humans versus the droids. And it's like, instead of the what is it, World versus North America or whatever?
Yeah,
that's the game that's gonna be on the Saturday night. It's gonna be robots versus the players.
Imagine getting body checked by that. Fucking
imagine fucking dusted. I'm just thinking hitting fucking knees with a robot. So fucking and that hits against the next man, like that hurts
off
bro.
The screen.
Yeah, oh, and yo, call my screen, bro. Fucking bleeding this shit. Holy shit.
Shout out to robots, man.
For real.
They made the robots all like, years, man.
Taught the robots how to like, show talk love. Shit.
Huh?
What if they taught the robots how to like talk shit?
You are trash.
Kobe, nigga.
Kobe. Wet.
Yeah, waiting for that day that shit, like just computers all turn on you at the same time. Like, you ask your Google Home, hey, Google, turn on the lights. And it's like,
fuck you.
You know what?
No. You turn on the motherfucking lights.
Yo, there was this movie I saw. It was a Netflix movie about this dude. He, like, kidnaps this girl.
and his house is like a computer, and in the center of the lobby is like a it's like an actual robot that has like arms and shit, and it's like a security system. So he'll like tie the girl up to somewhere in the lobby, and he'll just tell the robot like make sure she doesn't move type shit.
What movie is this?
I'm gonna find the name of it. Please, it's wild. It's
fine. I was gonna say,
did you guys see the movie where the guy falls in love with the operating system?
No, I ain't see that, but I know what you're talking
it's
about.
Called it's called Her. Yeah, that's a great movie.
Her? You're talking about Her?
I think that's really gonna. I think that's really gonna happen. Like that entire movie, I think is really gonna happen.
Maybe to some youths. The guy I never watched it, but the guy what falls in love with the robot on the wall.
He falls in love with the operating system.
Yeah,
the operating system falls in love with him, kind of, or something like that. It's an effect.
Don't spoil it. I'm gonna watch it. Could I fuck with that actor? What's his name?
Would you guys be down for a copy of you controlling your house?
So what?
Would you guys be down for a copy of you controlling your house, like in Black Mirror?
No.
I hold it down, nigga.
I'm all right.
Because you saw in that shit, like the copy doesn't know it's a copy; it thinks it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
it's not my business. Arms.
A movie that
not me, nigga.
A movie that that movie just reminded me of that I want to shout out real quick. If you guys want a good movie to watch, it's a movie called Whiplash. It's fucking crazy. Y'all ever seen it?
I've watched it a million times.
Shit is fucking crazy. Really emotional. Y'all go watch that. It's dramatic. We'll have your fucking goosebumps rising. It's exciting.
Crazy, that's a true story.
Yeah.
Shout out to movies, man.
Okay, yo, I found a movie name.
You know how solid it is.
It's called Tao. T-A-U. It's a Netflix movie, I believe.
T-A-U.
T-A-U. Ratings are low, though, but it's fire.
Yeah. Oh, but weren't you the same nigga saying, fucking stupid?
It's on my date, nigga.
Fuck you.
What?
He was the same one saying, if it has a low rate, I'm not going to watch it.
I said that.
I'm telling you, bro, like some movies they just don't get watched that much, or like niggas just hate.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
I just read the synopsis. Once I read that little review of like what it is about.
Sometimes that doesn't even do it justice. Sometimes it's like short and I'm like,
you could be a bad synopsis writer.
Yeah.
A lie.
This movie about killing shit. Yeah. Mm.
I bet.
About killing the industry, killing the gang.
Y'all see the Lion King trailer?
I haven't. The official one. The
trailer is crazy.
Yeah, so
it looks like it real. Like it looks real.
It looks like it real.
It looked like it real.
Dog.
It looked like it real.
Nah, I'm trying to fucking watch that. I'm excited for it.
Yo, it's crazy to see my childhood just fucking come back.
Yeah.
Again in such a big way. But honestly, I didn't even watch.
They haven't shown or like let you hear Beyonce in it at all. I think that's gonna be like the last trailer.
Probably, yeah, for sure.
That's like they're gonna be their selling point. Like Beyonce's gonna be like, Simba?
Simba? Beyonce's playing
Nala.
She's Nala, yeah.
Ooh.
Donald Glover.
But isn't she
Donald
older Glover's Nala Simba. Though? She's older Nala.
Disney's with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Disney just launched a streaming service.
Yeah, DJ Plus.
No, they haven't launched it yet.
Well, they're talking about, they just announced it.
What are they talking about? They dropped the prices, right?
I said DJ 12, Plus. It's sure. Disney Plus.
$6.99 November 12th.
$6.99 USD or CAD?
USD still.
Ooh.
Everything is ooh.
That fuck, man. They're going to hit you with a 10 piece.
Yo, just make it the same, man.
But hold on. $6.99 or $69.99,
eh? Yeah, they were getting to you.
Guys are fucked. Yo, Disney, you guys are fucked. Make these movies for the kids. You guys are fucked.
Nine bones.
But at the same time, that like, yo.
Nine bones?
If you have a kid, that's kind of blessed. Just buy that and say, yo, hold on.
It's half a haircut.
But then you got to go. Nah, just let them hold. Why? Okay, Disney, let me just battle this with you guys. Why wouldn't. Yeah.
All right.
Disney versus Trey.
Let's hash this out.
Fucking, if I have a kid and I'm saying, all right, why should I get Disney Plus when I can just go on Netflix and go in the kids section?
They're going to take it away.
They are taking it away.
Yeah.
That's a good move, Disney. I'm willing to buy.
Wow.
Let's do it. Sold.
You've worked me into a quarter.
You know what?
I'll take it.
When you put it like that, nigga.
I just buy VHS and buy all the movies one time.
You got my DVDs.
What are you
going
to play it on? Like DVDs?
Huh?
What are you going to play it on?
The VHS recorder player.
For VCR.
That one.
VHS recorder.
That's what it's called.
VHS recorder.
I was like VHS and VCR.
A lie?
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure the
VHS files. Hit that X files.
Video. It's probably an acronym.
I haven't looked at it like that.
Probably acting.
Why is it like a VCR when you put it in with a VHS?
Man, what the fuck,
what
nigga?
What the fuck going on, bro?
Yo, how many streaming shows, how many fucking subscriptions, how many subscriptions do you have? Because I feel like there's so many streaming services. And
I have
like
a gym subscription. I have Netflix. And I have Spotify.
You keep it pretty chill.
That's it?
You keep it pretty chill.
Yeah. What else?
Do you you're at, no, I know you're some people Apple Music. You?
No.
Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify.
You switched over?
I'm about to switch the title, to be honest.
All right.
Yo, I'm Spotify businesses.
Switch or add?
Huh?
You said you're going to switch or add?
Switch.
Switch, huh?
Yeah. Why would I have more than one? Why would you have more than one music streaming service?
Well, the database is different.
Spotify is the best so far.
Spotify has
the
largest database. Yeah, so for you to switch to Tyler, that means you're
I'm switching for Black
a lot of music. No, that's why I thought you would add it.
Oh no, because
like you know, still got
to
live
paying for both. No, I feel you. I love Spotify's interface though.
Yeah,
I love how like they'll show you concerts in your city when it's coming up.
Yeah.
Like everything is just a one click away type vibe. Like I like it, but it's way better than the Apple Music's interface or whatever they have.
Yo, fuck it, I'm out, man.
Whoo! Yo, this phone is better than the iPhone, man.
Well, phone is that? I love me.
Give me that every day. This shit, I love it.
The Pixels?
Yeah.
The Pixels? Yo, you seen Aquaman's?
Nah.
Could see.
Isn't that a movie?
Yeah.
That came out like when?
I
don't watch the Marvel.
Just no one's seen it, and I'm like, I want to talk to someone.
Was that DC?
Yeah, I heard nobody talk about it. I'm the only nigga. That's what I'm trying to find out. Like a nigga.
How many niggas were in the theater to
talk about it?
Yo, there was a lot. I thought it was a popular movie.
I didn't see that. The talk about that last more than a week.
I'm talking about it, nigga, right now.
That's unfortunate.
Honestly, I thought it was pretty good. It's just like a regular like.
Everybody said it was decent. Yeah, like it wasn't amazing, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, you wasn't hating.
Decent's good.
Yeah. Anyway, the Google phone is a good phone.
It's a good phone.
Hmm.
It's a good phone. Yeah, I've been an iPhone user since iPhone 1, and like I was part of the cult of Apple and all that stuff. Like. Yeah. It's actually better. They weren't lying.
Yo, it's just iMessage, man.
Yeah, that's really
it's so clutch, bro.
I'd be switching it up, though. Like
iMessage is so clutch.
Every time I message Marlon, I'm messaging him like, yo, what's your number? Because I'm like, yo, I see a green pop. I'm like, this can't be.
I mean, what's clutch?
Yo, just call me.
Yo, what's clutch about one, MacBook. I could literally be on iMessage on my MacBook. Like, that's convenient as fuck. My phone has a charger.
But I do that now, and I don't have an iPhone.
How you do that?
How you do that?
I have a Mac, like you said.
But, no, but see, when you leave your laptop, now you're not on iMessage anymore.
It's still on there, though.
But do you have iMessage on your phone?
Obviously, I don't have on my phone, but I don't, like, if that's very rare, first of all, for it to happen, because everybody knows I have this type of phone now, so.
This type of phone? Okay, hold on, but for like,
everybody knows I don't have an iPhone. What?
For business purposes, like, when you're texting someone that's not in Toronto,
I don't think people realize if someone has an Android as well, it works kind of like iMessage the same way. Like, it's a blue bubble.
I didn't know that.
You can see when they're typing. Like, it's the same thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, as long as they have an Android as well. Like, you can see.
Can you show me a conversation?
I can't right now.
This guy's crazy. This guy's crazy.
I don't know when the person's gonna respond. But you want to just look at it?
I just wanted to see I didn't want a nigga to respond. I just wanted to see how it looks like shit. Don't show me now after all that praising.
No, I'm gonna show you now.
We're giving you bare ratings.
I know. I'm gonna just continue.
Okay, fine. You can see.
All right, guys. And it's green when I text you?
Yeah. Because you an iPhone, nigga.
Yeah. But I hope that does.
Yeah, because you don't send him, you send him a text. It doesn't send
him
a
text. Like,
he sent me an iMessage yesterday and I only saw it because I was on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But which is odd because I swear the number, if it's just a number, it should just go to my shit.
I think something just happened there where both me and you clicked because I try to text this nigga's number and then iPhone
Said iMessage.
I'm like, yo, send text to this number, to his number.
and it just went straight to iMessage. So they're like saying
your numbers.
Maybe you have my email attached to that as well, though.
Yeah, it did. But then I'm saying, like, when I went to your thing, I said send text message to that number. Like, okay. I can choose your email to say iMessage or text.
Yeah.
And then it would show your number. It'd say text this number. I text it. And then when I press send, it goes blue to your fucking iMessage. I'm like, yo, you guys are sus.
It's pretty lit.
Nah, they're like, yo, stay on my shit.
Nah, you still on iMessage.
You can still get on my iMessage.
He'll be back.
Yo, I'm going to send that text right there. I'm going to send it over here, right? He's gonna get it. Fucking
hold on to it.
It was an emergency, Apple. Well, you should have had an iPhone, B.
Fuck, you want me to tell you, son? Like, get an iPhone.
What you want me to do, Duke?
Yeah, I just don't want. I see a lot of fucking. I see a lot of videos. Not videos, sorry. More news reports of people's phones blowing up on them. That's the one thing I don't want to happen. Like. Sometimes it explodes by their ear, like when they're on their phone and it burns half their face and shit. Like, read it. It's a fucking.
These phones turn off. My phone turns off when it gets too hot. Like, I put it under the pillow once or twice for charging or whatever, and it just shut off. And then when I turned it back on, it told me, oh, it got too hot.
Yeah, actually, I do remember it doing that. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's why I fuck with
even
robots.
Like the new shit that they're rolling out with Apple, where it's like, oh, we're no longer gonna interrupt what you're doing on your screen. We're gonna have a drop down for if someone calls or whatever. Like, it's been had that.
Yeah. It's a solid phone, man. I'm not gonna lie. It's just iMessage that has me hooked.
Yeah. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because the majority of people, when they talk about it, it's just blue bubble, green bubble. That's the only talk they can really say.
Exactly.
Man. Well, and the camera.
The camera's fucking fire. Yeah.
But you know what the key is? I realized it. I feel like the apps are working with Apple, and so they make the Android's camera trash. Because what I do is I use my actual Android camera. I don't use the social media's camera. So I don't use Instagram's camera or Snapchat's camera. I use my own.
Yo, they make shit for some reason.
Way better. Like, it's 10 times better. This camera's incredible.
Huh.
And so, yeah, for some reason, the social media apps make the quality of Android's camera way more shitty, and I have to believe that Apple has pockets in that. Like, they for some reason.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
Because that doesn't make any sense to me.
I remember the first time I was using a Google phone, I was like amped to use Snapchat because I'm like, yo, my snaps are gonna be sick. Like, they're gonna be so crispy. And then I come out like a cardboard
fucking Tamagotchi shit.
Yeah, no, the camera on this is incredible. Like, I could take a picture of your clothes right now and find it online. The camera will find it online and tell me the price.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a Black Mirror.
What?
Babylon. I could put the Avengers in my shit. Like, it's wild, yo. It's super wild.
This guy almost dropped the camera.
Yo, where'd you get that?
Yo, turn around. You're not going to tell me where you got that? Okay.
I got it from the States, though. It used to be the talk.
Yeah. You got it from the States.
I got it from the States, though. Trust I don't me. Even know. Trust it was like 4 years ago. I don't even think they sell it anymore.
It says 2019 on it.
Yeah, just it was like a future thing.
I'm an alien.
Yeah. Anyways, though, yo.
I'm Optus.
Is this a hologram?
It's actually alien.
You actually called it alien? He's gone.
There's a documentary on Netflix called One Strange Rock, and like it's eight astronauts, and Will Smith narrates the entire thing. Well, he doesn't narrate; he's in it for the entire thing, and he narrates it, and it's crazy.
Yeah, check that out.
The things that they tell you in there, there's no way there can't be aliens. There's no way.
One Strange Rock
on Netflix.
I saw it. I was like.
I turned it on. I'm like, I see Will Smith. I'm like, what? He's hosting this? How is this not bigger news? Like, I've never seen anyone even talk about this.
I've never heard of this shit in my life.
It's called what?
One Strange Rock. It's Will Smith and One eight astronauts that have been in orbit or whatever.
Sound like one sick reggae song.
Yeah, man.
Yo,
One Strange Rock. One Strange Rock.
You all the different Jamaican eras.
One Strange Rock. Yo, when it turns up,
nigga, I'd buy a CD.
Tell me, give me One Strange Rock. It's a song all about cocaine.
Yo, that's how Strange Rock.
I can't be without you. Yo,
they're on this Strange Dog.
One Strange
Rock. You guys trying to touch record?
I mean, from the studio. From the stool?
Hello?
The stool right here, you mean?
You guys feel like at any time, like if you want to take rapping seriously, it'd be fucking light work.
yo, if I just like put my mind to it for like an extended period of time, like I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Like if I study it, like, okay, I'll figure it out.
Anything I'm God, you put your mind to, you can do. Body it. Yo, put Michelle's, put me on a track.
Give me a week.
I'm ready.
Bro.
I'm ready.
Say less, eh? When I said it, no cap, eh?
Hold on. You got to put out the verse first, though. Yeah. So I know what the bar is.
Okay, if it doesn't sound better than this.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I'll drop.
Probably not going to sound better than this.
Nah, don't believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
Let me be a mystery artist on your shit. Just never say my name, but I always have features here and there.
We can do that, but don't.
I'm going to change my name. I'm going to change my voice.
That doesn't, okay.
I'm going to change my voice.
We're going to pitch it up?
Nah.
Pitch it down. Okay.
Pitch
it down.
You gotta pitch it. I'll pitch it down. I got it.
Yo, I was
saying that might work.
I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, yo, is it like, isn't anybody, can't anybody become an artist like these days, technically?
I think,
like,
yo, if you have a phone,
we're all artists.
No, but I mean, even just like before, I'm pretty sure the fear was, okay, if I make a record and say the producer makes me sound blessed, right? I still got to go on stage and perform this at some point, and I can't lip sync every single time.
Yeah.
But like now with technology, there's got to be microphones that are just correcting your notes.
They run the software
in real time.
Yeah, they do that. They run it.
They're on the software, so you can sing with auto tune and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like it's not gonna sound like auto tune. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's one of those mics where it's like, I think that there's mics that don't sound like auto tune that just correct your voice in real time. And it doesn't sound like auto-tune.
Yo, they got a robot to fucking shoot from half court. Yeah. So,
dog, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
figure that shit out.
Flying cars apparently existed in the 70s. I'm like,
if I was a scientist, I'll do this shit first.
Because you got to think about it this way.
I'll do this shit, I get to the
Why
robot.
Why would they roll out technology as they have it?
The government's watching this like, if we get that shit 5 years ago, nigga. And we done did that shit.
That nigga late.
Peter, they can find out.
Hey, somebody look at him. Look at these, man. Look at them. They're all excited and shit.
They can find out about the mics.
Yeah, no, I think they're onto that. So I think, yo, recently I was looking up. This is what I want to bring up. Recently, I was looking up fucking like space and shit, and just like seeing how far like a human telescope that whatever like that we've ever known can how far it can see and shit like that. So just going and all that. And then fucking a couple of days later, I was like also asking questions like about black holes and shit, and just kind of like doubting them and shit, just doing my thing, you know what I mean? Saying like, yo, I feel like I can survive in a black hole. That's just me though, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then for the first time ever, I don't know if y'all saw it, we got the first picture of a black hole, like for the first time ever. Like, so it's the only time like anyone's seen that shit. And then
I'm so mad
because
I know what you're about to talk.
No, not the Young Thug
thing. When I saw it, that's the first person I thought of.
But he futuristic. I told y'all.
Anytime I see Young Thug now, I think about this guy because this guy preaches his gospel.
Yeah, I feel like I can chill now. Like everyone gets my message. But
she likes Young Thug.
Yeah. But now it's crazy that like yo, there's fucking out there. I was watching this video about the black hole, and they're talking about how like Einstein said this shit was happening from like years ago, from a minute ago, just with science and shit. Like that shit scares me, bro. Mm. Like there's an answer for everything. Like, and I don't know, these niggas is right about certain shit, but then wrong about next shit. It's like, yo, how do I live my life?
Yeah. You know what I've always doubted? The whole horoscopes and star alignment stuff, right? Yeah. Then I watched this one Strange Rock documentary.
Oh, for real? I gotta check this shit out.
I'm finna watch
two recommendations.
Oh, nigga, you sponsored?
Threw me the one Straight Drop bag. Yeah, no. No, but I watched the shit and
we just need three name drops, Marlon. I got you.
One Straight Drop.
Song. You're getting a check. It.
Yo, throw the bag at me.
Am I writing hashtag ad though?
Throw the bag at me. Yeah, but no, like they just talk about how we came from stars and like just the significance of space in relation to the Earth is just, it's stupid. Like there's so many times the Earth almost didn't exist, like by seconds. Like an asteroid over just passed, like, and Earth just went like this at the right time. Like it's nuts, bro.
Unless it was doing it on purpose.
Hey,
that's what makes me think. Earth is like, yeah, no. Yo.
Oh shit! Yeah, shout out to Earth, man.
Shout out to Earth.
Doing his thing up there. You know what I'm
staying there, spinning and shit.
Yeah, that shit made me think, man. I was just like, yo, maybe the stars do have a You think the Earth maybe is... a Mercury retrograde is like related?
Maybe it's a real thing. You know, we're all firm believers. Go ahead.
Like sometimes, like a lot of bad shit has happened to a lot of people at the same time. Like,
yeah,
this is pretty fucking strange.
There was a day after Nipsey died, there was a weird energy that everyone kept bringing up. Was a weird energy. They weren't saying it was a sad energy or a negative one or like a depressed one. People just kept saying, "I feel weird," the whole day. The next day.
Oh, weird.
And I was like, yo, I didn't eat for a long time that day. Mm. I don't know what it was. Like,
yeah, I wasn't even sad at first. I was just
it's weird.
It didn't even fucking make sense to me.
I was sad.
I have a text. Someone was like, I played ball, and then someone said, like, yo, like, were you good today? I'm like, yo, like, honestly, that Nipsey shit fucked me up. Like, right after, I'm like, yeah, I just feel weird. So someone was talking to Shadeem. That's like crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was just like, I feel like it was weird because it was a sense of like, nah, y'all lying. Like, this is bullshit. Like,
I was
for
on
me,
my way home drunk.
Oh, fuck.
When I found out. And I just started crying in the Uber, man. I couldn't take it. I was like, this is crazy. And I'm not even a huge fan, like that. It's just, I know what this guy talks about. Yeah, I know how important he is to certain people. Mm-hmm. And it just, not even that. I think what fucked it up even more for me was the fact that, first of all, it didn't need to happen. It seemed like it wasn't worth it for how good of a person he was. Like, I feel like if he was to die off some shit, it should have meant something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, it was almost angry tears. I'm like, this doesn't make sense that somebody should die over something so stupid.
Just a fucking waistsuit.
Especially once you find out like why he was at the store and like
doing something
good. Doing something good. Yeah, just because his friend got out of jail, and the friend that got out of jail, he was just trying to get right, get him some clothes and shit, just get him right. And then that guy also got shot. According to what I read, like that guy got shot too. And then it's just like for him to be, you know what I mean, like.
In front of his daughter, like,
on
the block that he helped build up and like reclaim. Like,
it's like there's a line, you know. Like, I feel like that's why that shit hurt. It's like there's a line, and there's like, again, for what Nipsey meant to like everyone and just what he was preaching and shit. And it was almost like, I don't know, like every time I started seeing Nipsey again after like Victory Lap, it was like I used to listen to Nipsey when I was like 2010 when he was dropping like the marathon and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So it was like now when I was seeing him, it was just like. I almost didn't look at him as a rapper anymore. I looked at him as like, yo, this guy is just doing
so much
next
more.
Level shit. Yeah. Like, bro, he's just bigger than rap. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing so much. And then fucking, I knew about the store and shit. But then like after his passing, I started like doing like more research into like what he's been doing. And more articles have been popping up. And it's like, bro, I felt heavy. My heart was heavy when I heard like him passing. And I didn't even know like half of this shit. Just because, again, you know what he stands for. You know what he's doing. And raising two kids and shit, then the whole Lawrence shit was even, like, they're all over GQ and shit. That shit went viral. Everyone's just like, yeah, like, everyone fucks with Nipsey. Nipsey doesn't have a problem with anyone, not unless, except for that guy he slapped, which is still, like, a... that's going down in history, bro. Like, that video.
His death inspired a lot of people.
So
motivated
people,
a lot of people. And I hate that. Like, I really don't like when someone has to die for an example, like Trayvon or, like, Nipsey or anything like that. Like when people have to die for people to wake up,
it sucks
because it's like the person always has to be this good, right? It's never someone that was just somewhat good. Like the person always has to be this good, like this pure of a person.
That's when it goes back into like the religious talks and saying like, yo, like they were like a message, you know what I mean, from God and this and that, and their time was up. They showed you guys what you guys had to see. Like watching the service today, Nipsey's mom, when she went up there and she was just like, it was Nipsey's mom. There's a couple of powerful speeches. Like his brother had a powerful speech. His mom had a powerful speech, but it made me look at the death differently. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like,
it made me totally look at things differently because I've always been like, yo, I don't want to ever be someone's purpose for doing something. Like, you know, when someone like, gets cancer and now like there's a foundation and everybody learns more about that type of cancer because of that person getting. I never wanted to be that that person, right?
Martyr.
But just seeing the impact that he left and in the way that he did it and who he did it for, I was just like, yo, I want that. You know what I mean? Like you gotta look at those things and just be like, yo, I want to move people in this way.
Yeah,
there's like, no way I want to
start
leave
thinking
Earth.
About what am I doing and like what's my message and what am I, what I stand
exactly.
for
exactly
yeah
because I thought about my funeral bare times where it's just like, yo, who would come would people be sad? Like, what would it be like? Would it be a celebration? Would it be this? Would it be that? Mm-hmm. And when you see this, it's like, yo, I want that funeral. Mm-hmm. Yo, give me every piece of that. Like,
And not even for me, not even just for me, but just like to see that I can move that many people. Like, just the fact that I actually moved those people.
Yeah. And
like,
that's what good. It would be about. Yeah. Not just good, some like, bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. Not just some like flash in the pan shit. Yeah. Like, shit that's like investing in the future of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in man was doing. Teaching kids how to code.
Yeah.
That story about him building his first, like building a computer at 12 years old, and then that ending up being the computer he writes music on.
That's like, what that's started. Surreal. Thing. Like, it's weird because, like, fucking, even what Louis Farrakhan was saying, when his speech was like, that's what kind of made me, like, kind of put down everything I was doing, saying, yo, hold on, let me listen.
Beast,
like,
bro. Mm-hmm.
When I saw him there, I was like, yo, man. Like.
I love hearing that guy speak. I may not agree with everything he says, but. Mm-hmm.
This is one of my first speeches I heard him like kind of like listen to, and that shit was crazy. And just I feel like everyone that went up there and spoke for Nipsey and spoke on Nipsey was kind of making me see the whole picture. I was like, yo, like he would have been so happy to see like all the inspiration and all the like not even just the words, but just like more action of like what he did and like what his effect was. So like. I mean, it's sad, but I kind of like looked at. They just helped me look at it differently. But it's like I just hope it continues to, you know what I mean, stay with this energy and like all the gangs coming together. Like I hope it stays with that energy because it's like end of the day, a lot of people are still like dying out there and shit like that. There's still shit happening because of that. So if this one man can change it, which I feel like he can, like
his like mom, this. You could tell he gets a lot of that spirit from his mom.
Yeah, man.
His mom is so, powerful, so like she's strong. Like chilling. Mm-hmm. Because she like she's on a different plane than us. Like she's in a different realm. She's thinking of this in like a whole other way than people even anticipated ever thinking about death. Like I've never seen anyone speak about death that way, or just even speak the way she did about it. Like she didn't call it. She never called it a death. She never spoke about him in past tense once. I'm paying attention to all this shit. I'm just
saying, like Nipsey is Nipsey.
She's talking like,
spirit, bro.
Oh, when he made his transition and like I'm ascending and like I'm paying attention to how, because a lot of times we talk about like synchronicity and like how you should think back about some of the things that you've done and what was the cause of it and like how did it begin and like how can you continue to copy that. And with this woman, she like thinks of everything. Like to think of just being on the phone with someone when you're hearing the news, and it's just not, you're not just thinking, I heard the news. You're thinking, yo, I was rising up when I heard the news. Mm-hmm. Like that was a sign to her of strength.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Like I was hearing the news and I was rising up. Don't worry, mom, everything's gonna be fine. I'm like, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's a different level of thinking.
Even like when you hear speak, I was just about to say something I forgot, literally just in my mind. When she's like, you know, she's in a different realm because, bro, the fact like I would have cried off the strength alone. Like if I was walking up there, I would have cried off the strength of how many people came out and that, bro, we're in the fucking Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like we're in the Staples Center and like this is where this is taking place. Yeah. This is who's speaking here. Like you know what I mean? Like. She was doing that as the mom and shit. Like, all these videos are playing and shit.
Even
like,
Lauren, too. Like,
mm-hmm. Lauren, too,
she's
bro.
She's strong, like, too. Yeah. Like, you gotta think, you know how many times she's been in that building with Nipsey? That bro. Same building?
Yeah. Courtside.
Courtside and with you know, that man, and now you're burying him in that building? Like, that's insane. I couldn't imagine it. Mm-hmm. And she held it down. She held it down. And you could tell she's surrounded by that type of person in that state, how she was today. It was like, that's someone that's surrounded by love. Mm-hmm. Like people got all her friends and family.
Yo, they're all pretty strong, bro.
And they all got together and like, I don't know what they did, but they're all fine with this.
Yo, and yo, that's part of the reason I was like even more sad, just like thinking about them and like thinking about like, yo, if he impacted me from this far, imagine like his direct family, people would actually like see him every day.
She said it. She was like,
yo, to see like the mom like that, I'm like, oh fuck, like,
yeah.
Like, why do I feel like this? But, you know, it's like, if she could feel like that, then, like, she said, I can feel like that too. You
know? That was her word for word. It was literally like that. If I can feel like this, then you guys are good.
Yeah,
like,
my God, that's facts.
And then why I think it is, man, is they're always talking about like, yo, there was this aura around him, and he's like
electromagnetic
this
field.
Yeah, like, I just feel like Nipsey really covered everybody like that's really close around him to kind of like prepare for something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like I feel like they're kind of ready for it, but they weren't ready. They didn't know it was gonna come like that. You know what I mean? It's still sad, and like she said, like the mom said, she still like cried and whatnot. But it's like at the end of the day, she's like, yo, like this is like we're ready for it type of thing.
Too, if people know when they're gonna die, like if people have like an inclination, and like she's talking about how he wouldn't answer a text or calls all the time, but the past like couple weeks, it's just been hitting her up randomly and like being receptive to everything, and like just hitting her up and being like, I love you, mom. Like, I just want you to start your day off right and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. There's something about that. Yeah, I feel like if you're that type of person, like he is, how like spiritually inclined he was. Like,
yeah, he's intuitive. Like, he's a visionary. He's like, he like legit like wrote shit down and like talked a long time ago about how like his future is gonna be and like what he's gonna have, and like he did exactly that. And he'd always rap about it.
Yeah, like look at today, man. In Ocean's View, what do you say? He wants to play some Stevie at my shit and smoke it up and live, bro. And like Stevie Wonder is actually playing at your funeral.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's crazy. Not just him playing on the speakers. Yeah. He's playing at your funeral. Like, that's manifesting on a different level, man.
Yeah. Facts.
That's R.I.P. Nipsey, man.
R.I.P.
That's crazy, man.
The king.
I think on that note, I don't even want to talk about anything else. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should just leave it at that. Probably put a Nipsey quote of the day. If you guys are out there, fucking, yo, stream Nipsey shit. Everything goes back to him.
Yo, goes directly to them, man. Like, that's, like...
He set it up, man. That's,
fuck, man. So inspiring, man. Just to see how much he's, like, he just, like, made sure his people are straight. And, like, they weren't ready, but they're, like, he prepared them.
Yeah.
So, like, they're okay. Yeah. They're fine. So, like, just the fact that you could stream and, like, give money directly to the families, like... Shit, beautiful.
Just having your life in order like that at 33 years old.
33, bro.
And impacting as many people as he did at 33, man.
Yes, sir.
That's a fact.
That's insane. That's crazy, man. Like, 66-year-old Nipsey, like, what? You know, cured cancer. Like, that's
been levitating.
He was on site, By then, definitely levitating, man. But, all right, on that note.
Yes, sir. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming through, man.
Thank you.
Anything you got going on?
I got my podcast I do every week, Extra Gravy Show. Every Wednesday morning, we're on all streaming services. I think we're about to be on iHeartRadio, too. I got a stand-up comedy on 420. If you go to The Big Norm Show on Instagram, the link is in his bio for tickets. And that's about it. Go to Montreal next week.
Shout out Montreal.
Shooting on like a Mentos commercial.
Jeez. Oh, jeez.
They pay you for that shit?
Hey, why you keep plugging? Yeah, you keep bringing paid business over here, Marlon.
Tell me after next time.
We're about to wrap. I'm doing a Mentos commercial.
You know that Mentos was one stranger.
Yo, don't. Hey,
hey nigga, get the fuck off.
One stranger.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.